大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
Adam, 今天我们要来说说这个中美的审美差异。
Oh, okay, so here's a word for you, aesthetic differences.
Whoa, such a big word.
Yes, that word got me through university.
什么意思? Aesthetic differences, 只懂了 differences. 好，那 aesthetic 就是审美，对吧？
That's right.
那我们今天呢，其实说的这个审美差异就是最近有这个亚洲脸啊，高级脸啊，说这个到底是丑化我们亚洲人呢，还是说西方人就真的觉得这是一种美，很漂亮啊。
Mm-hmm.
那你是一个西方人，所以
I will represent every single Western person.
所以今天我就要问问 Adam， 在你眼睛当中啊，什么样的美是东方美？ So what kind of beauty is Oriental beauty?、
Mm.
Even that word Oriental 现在好像也就很有争议。
It's too bad. It's a great word.
好的，那大家在我们今天节目当中呢，会学到很多有用的而且高级的英文说法。想要收藏学习他们呢，你可以关注我们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。好，那像这个亚洲脸啊，或者我前面说的高级脸、
mm-hmm.
这个在英文里高级、
mm.
你们会用什么词表达？
So many different ways
yeah,
you can use that.
High-end. 但我觉得
high-end face.
That just sounds super weird.
Yeah, I know, I know. I mean, I guess we could say classic.
Oh yeah, classic 就是很经典的一个、mm-hmm. 是吧，很有代表性的。
Right, and of course, a lot of things that are classic are also kind of like, for lack of a better word, high level.
或者我们讲到什么 Chanel 那个包啊，什么那种设计就很 classic.
It's funny how、I went to car as a man, and as a girl, you went to
bags.
bag.
但你讲到 classic, 比如我们说 classic Asian face,、
mm.
我听到这个词我就觉得是 pretty positive, 我想到的是一种很有韵味的很古典的那种东方的美 kind of classy 对，其实你讲到 classic 很多 classic 的东西也很 classy 啊、
mm.
classy 就更有那种高级或者有 class 有格调的感觉
right exactly I mean a lot of our users sometimes mix up classic classy and classical
Oh, yeah.
And actually, classical is probably the one we use the least.、
Mm.
But when we're talking about beauty,、
Mm-mm-mm.
that's when you start talking about、classical beauty.
The way I always remembered it is、Beethoven, you know,、
yes.
classical music, 古典乐对
Yes, yeah, exactly. Dun, 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 dun,、mm. dun, 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 dun. But, you know,、again, beauty.
Yeah.
Comes up a lot. So when we think about like the classical beauty in the West, we think about like the old Greek statues, you know, like perfect body、mm. and the perfect face.
Venus,
exactly. But, you know, when I look at some of those old、Chinese statues,、
mm.
I don't know if I see beauty.
就不一样啊，就 aesthetic difference 啊，你前面不是说的吗？就我们讲很亚洲的，很 Chinese 的，或者我前面说那个词很 Oriental 的一种美啊、mm-hmm. ，Oriental 它其实就是 of the East 这个意思嘛。
Yes. Mm-hmm.
但是这两年好像有一些美国人就说这个词是什么很有歧视还是贬义、
right.
What's their problem with this word?
Well, it's funny because it's usually white people that have a problem.
Yeah, they feel offended on behalf of us.
Right, exactly. Yeah, again, I mean, it's just a, in the past, there was the Orient and that was the East.、
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know,
the Occident.
Yeah, the Occident、
yeah.
in the West.、we don't really say Occident,
Occident
very、
yeah.
much. But yeah, at one point,Some people got offended, and now we can't say this great word.
那比如像上海那个东方明珠 it's called the Oriental Pearl Tower,、
mm-hmm.
然后新东方 New Oriental. 可能我们觉得用 Oriental 比用 Eastern 高级一点。
Well, yeah, because Eastern, I mean, it could be Middle East.
对哦，就是什么路西边东边那个。
Right.
Well, anyways, 好，那反正讲到现在亚洲什么用 Asian 没问题吧？
嗯、
mm-hmm. ，OK, Asian 亚洲啊，亚裔。那个 Oriental 总之给人的感觉就很 exotic.
Yeah, exactly.
就很 mysterious, 很神秘。
Exactly. I'm thinking about like Chinese instruments playing in the background.
古筝
exactly.
Zither.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called a zither.
A zither. yeah, I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about, you know, like beautiful Chinese clothing.
或者古装的那种电影很美的。
Right, yeah.
好，那我们就回来说到这个 beauty 和 beauty standards,、审美观。其实审美观呢，当然你可以用aesthetics 那个很难的词、但是日常口语当中就好像用 beauty standards 比较多吧
Yes, exactly、
其实你可以说 The West and the East have different beauty standards、
Exactly、
那比如我想说就是哎，西方人这个审美观跟我们中国人真不一样这可以怎么说
Oh, I guess you could say that、you know, American and Chinese beauty standards are different
Oh, they're very different、是吧 I also think it's an individual thing, it's a very subjective thing.
Of course.
So how each one of us defines beauty,、how do you define beauty? 每个人也不太一样。
Right.
And it's shifting, 就是会变的就随着时代的改变。
It always does, right? I mean, before the beauty standard in America was,、you know, like you guys, very, very light skin.、And then, you know, rich people decided to start taking vacations at the beach.
They want to get tanned.
And then, like, you know, having white skin like mine, it would,、people would say like, oh, are you okay?
病了吗? 好,其实细化到审美哦,很多时候可能我们看的是一个人的脸,他的五官。特别讲到这种, you know, Asian face or Asian features.
Yeah, we use features a lot.
Features, 比如一个 app, 它有什么 features and functions, 有功能、但是一个人脸上的 features 就是
You know, like their、cheekbones,
or eyes,
or their eyes,
right? 就是你的五官啊、其实讲到这整个的 beauty standards, classic Asian face, 我就想到除了中国的模特像吕燕啊还有现在比较年轻一代的模特包括刘雯我还想到 Lucy Liu, 那个华裔女演员、She has a very classic Asian face.
Yes.
Her features are super Asian, 就单眼皮吧还是就那种内双。这个英文怎么讲
The single eyelid or double eyelid.
但后来我发现很多外国人都不知道什么叫 double eyelid.
Yeah, because I don't know, like, I can picture her. I mean, I saw her for the first time in a movie when I was 10 years old or something. I can picture her face, I can picture her features, but I can never remember if a person has the single or double eyelids. We just don't see it.
哎，你其实说到单眼皮、双眼皮，我记得我大儿子刚生出来的时候，我就问我老公说 ，Does he have double eyelids or single eyelids?
And what did he say?
What do you mean?
What's that?
What's that? 对，后来我就发现，对很多外国人，因为 you all have double eyelids,、所以你们就 just call them eyelids.
Just call them eyelids, right?
Okay, so besides eyelids, 还有一个东西，我觉得也东西方观念很不同的，就是脸上的小雀斑。
Ooh, we talking about our freckles?
Freckles.
Yeah, I love my freckles.
啊，你很爱你的雀斑。
Yeah.
哎呦，我最近，你知道我花了多少钱要把我的雀斑去掉？
No, I would never get rid of my freckles. I love my freckles.
我还记得我就有几个外国人都跟我说过说 Oh, your freckles are so cute、or they're so you 就是很可爱很有你的特色、
right.
说你干嘛要把它弄掉 Yeah, because they don't look My face doesn't look clean.
It doesn't look、like a classic Asian face.
对反正就是我们很喜欢这种 You know, flawless skin、Flawless 就是上面没有任何瑕疵啊斑点啊这些、
right.
所以 Adam 你比如你看一个女生的脸她如果有 freckles 你不会觉得这个是不漂亮
Yeah, just freckles
就你觉得是特色
They're neither good nor bad
就你很 neutral 很
It's like, oh, she has a nose, she has ears
那比如你看 Lucy Liu 那样的脸和I don't know, Angela Baby 他们是很、
right.
Angela Baby 是混血可能不是特别好的例子
Right
章子怡啊范冰冰那种
Right Yeah, that's probably, they'd never even heard of a freckle. They've never been in the same room as a freckle.
No, Lucy Liu has lots of freckles.
I think she does, yeah.
对，你觉得 Lucy Liu 那种是很漂亮的吗？
Yeah.
然后，但你觉得像比如刘诗诗啊，什么章子怡啊，就中国其他女演员那个也是漂亮。
嗯哼。
就每个人有自己不同的漂亮。
Yeah, they're all right.
Okay, so you're really, you belong to this beauty diversity, body positivity camp.
Body positivity, I guess, yeah.
其实这个词也是最近在美国用的很多的、啊、就是说每个人有自己的特色，不管你有没有雀斑，是单眼皮双眼皮，或者你高矮胖瘦， that's all you, that's what makes us our own person.
Yeah, for sure.
所以就是一种要用很积极正面的观点去看待自己的身体，去看待自己的外貌。
That's right. Hence the word body positivity. You gotta be positive.
对 ,body positivity, or be body positive.
Yeah, but you know, what you were saying before about how, you know, this is very subjective,、you know, beauty. The problem is it's kind of not.Right, there is society、yeah. or your mother is there telling you, you know.
And social media.
And so, oh God, that just makes it so much worse. So we also have this thing called body dysmorphia.
What is that?
Oh, that's why, like, when a person sees their body, and maybe their body's fine.、Maybe they have a perfect body, but in their mind, they only see their flaws.
Oh, 对，就是特别在这个滤镜的时代啊，这 in the age of filters、
yeah.
每个人你这个用了 filter 出来的脸都是、no freckles 然后各种各样、
right.
腿不够长给你拉拉长，然后你看到真实的自己是吧，就会特别的 paranoid， 就会觉得不够完美，不够漂亮、然后就刚刚 Adam 说的 body dysmorphia
right、well it used to be kind of more about、whether you are fatOr skinny,、right? Because before, they'd actually have to use a brush. And, you know,
airbrush. Or Photoshop.
Or Photoshop, yeah. But then, you know, with all of these filters, then it really just kind of, like, takes it to another level.
对，而且我觉得，比如中国我们说的网红脸，你知道吗？
Yes, yes.
这个英语怎么说？
yeah.
It's网红 face.
Yeah.
在美国其实也有啊 like Kim Kardashian 她家所有人那个脸就是美国很有代表性的网红脸
Yeah, I mean I guess we'd probably just say photoshopped face, airbrushed face
Yeah, this Instagram face 我就觉得 I call them the Instagram face They all look the same
The same, yeah
对就现在感觉就没有 diversity 呀、啊、
like, yeah.
yeah, to me you really gotta have aesthetic diversity、
Diversity is good
多元化就每个人是自己的那个样子
That's right、
好那今天我们的节目就到这儿其实 you know, this is a debate really without and should not have a definite answer、因为英语有一句话说得很好 Beauty is in the eye
Of Adam
Of the beholder
Oh right, sorry Beauty is in the eye of the beholder Who is sometimes Adam
就是仁者见仁，智者见智，对吧？或者情人眼里出西施。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊。不知道大家，哎，你觉得什么样的，不管是 Asian face 还是 Western face 是漂亮的呢？还是你是比较 body positive 的这个阵营？大家都可以在留言里面跟我们分享。开言英语呢，也会不断的带给你新鲜、有趣、有用的话题，让你觉得学英语非常有意思。Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.
Yep, beautiful.